The Prime Minister's revealed a $500 million spend up on roads to come out of the $12 billion infrastructure fund. Jacinda Ardern made the announcement in Auckland. In lieu of the traditional State of the Nation speech, our political editor Jane Patterson's at the announcement and with us now. Jane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what more detail has been revealed?
So this, of course, comes out of a $12 billion infrastructure fund, and it's basically the third announcement we've had of the fund, and now we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty of the details. So about $7 billion worth of projects have been confirmed with money behind them, and they're primarily on transport, with the bulk of that on roads, but also some for DHBs to improve mental health and maternity services. But really, transport is the huge, big jewel in this announcement, and particularly Auckland. It gets $2.2 billion for new roads. So a really interesting announcement to come out from a government, of course, that has the Green Party as part of it. But we've also seen that they have had some gains on the side. So they've obviously negotiated as part of some of these big new roading projects that consideration will be given to how to improve public transport and walking and cycling access within those projects as well.
So Auckland, $2.2 billion on roads. The Upper North Island getting most of what looks like it's around a $5 billion spending on roads, is it?
That's right, yeah, about $5.3 billion and $1.1 billion on rail as well. So that is a win really for New Zealand First, who have really been driving rail, and much of that's upgrading existing services and really pumping money into the infrastructure. So a huge list that's just been released, and the Prime Minister's just announcing now and spelling out the details to an industry group here in Auckland. But the politics are going to come thick and fast. And all of the media releases that the ministers put out this morning, they all noted that, or they all said these projects, as many of them were actually planned under National, had been planned by the previous government but had no money put to them. So I imagine Simon Bridges, former Transport Minister, of course, and National Party leader, is going to be disputing that. But the government being quite political, even in the very first announcements, basically saying it's a step forward, we're here with the money, not like the previous lot.
It's an interesting way to frame it, because, of course, some of those projects at least were either cancelled or put on hold. And at the time the government did that, it said, hey, it may have been on the books, but there wasn't money allocated. But what about the politics of roading itself and all of a sudden deciding that actually this is a priority for this government?
That's right. And of course, there's been a lot of pressure on this government. I mean, transport and housing, and obviously we'll see housing's not part of this, but transport, particularly in Auckland, there's been huge pressure on the last government and this government. And the flavour of the coalition government, as I said, is tinged with green, so it wasn't quite such a straightforward proposition for the Transport Minister to crack on and carry on with some of those big state highways that have been planned. But they obviously recognise the need. The other element of this is really giving the construction industry, or that transport industry, some long-term plans. They had been crying out for some certainty for the government, some 5-10 year work stream, so that'll be there. That, of course, raises the question about skill shortages and capacity within that industry. Are the people here to be actually able to build it? And financially, Grant Robertson can do this without blowing the debt targets out of the water with very low interest rates. So it's going to be very interesting to see how National critiques this announcement, given a big part of it were their own plans.
What about some of these other things, the district health boards and spending on schools? Is most of that almost re-announcing, or was there any more detail revealed?
$400 million was announced at the Labor Party conference by Jacinda Ardern to upgrade schools around the country, and that money is starting to go out to schools in the next month or so. So that is part of the bigger package. So that's been included in the sort of $7 to $8 billion figure. But some of the health announcements are new. So there's a real focus on really improving maternity services in various centres around the country, and on mental health. That is new money, and that is new announcements. Now, in terms of the $12 billion fund, about $8 billion is there to be spent in the basically this year. The other $4 billion will go into the yearly capital fund. So we could still see even more projects allocated out of that come budget time as well. So this gives the Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, a lot of money to play with that doesn't have to come out of those annual capital allocations that are on the books at the moment.
This, of course, comes the day after the election date is announced. The government and the Prime Minister herself have been heavily criticised for saying a lot and then not delivering on things like Kiwi Build, for having a lot of working groups. Have they started the year not just with a plan, but now with the means to begin to try and change that focus?
That's right. And of course, that's one of the major advantages of being in government. You have access to this money. You're able to borrow money. So as opposed to going to election campaign with lots of nice promises, but not necessarily the means to pay for it, or that you can show that you have the money, the government can come out and is ticking a lot of boxes in terms of various infrastructure. And although a lot of it is in the Upper North Island, there are projects throughout the country. So I think it is a strong way to start, and they will be able to not only use this as part of their term of delivery, I would imagine, but also very keenly keeping an eye on what voters are going to want, and some part of the defence of their record will be this big infrastructure package.
We can see already how some of the arguments for the year are going to shape up. He was very perky on Morning Report this morning, the National Party leader, and he comes to this with very high polling still for his own party, perhaps the problem of not having partners, and that's going to have to be resolved with respect to his approach and National's approach to New Zealand First. But Simon Bridges will still have his own story to tell, won't he, particularly on the difference between planning things and delivering them?
That's right. And of course, that's been the main criticism, as you alluded to, some of the flagship Labour Party policies that fell over last year. So yes, Simon Bridges has a spring in his step, but this one's interesting because this announcement drives straight into National Party territory with the big roading projects in particular. So it knocks out one strut potentially of criticisms that National had, but as we saw last year, Simon Bridges has a very direct and strong message about the impact of the coalition government basically on individual households and families. That's the message. What's it going to cost you? So they'll be looking potentially for the costs that this might be for New Zealanders, although, again, I'm not quite sure how you would make that argument because the money's been borrowed. But that is the messaging that he is pushing. So this might be an interesting one.
I'm left wondering also whether tax is going to feature again for National. I heard him talking about more money in people's pockets this morning. Whether they take a different tack on petrol taxes and the Auckland regional tax is one thing, but it is an oft-returned to point of difference between the parties, and when one's wondering if Paul Goldsmith right now is doing some numbers on things.
That's right. And remember, at the start of last year, when Simon Bridges did his start of the year speech, that was all about tax, and they committed at that stage to repeal a number of those new taxes, particularly the fuel taxes, and to increase tax thresholds in line with inflation. So they've already laid the groundwork for policy changes. But of course, there's plenty of room for them to look at tax cuts, and that sort of policy would fit very, very neatly within National's messaging at the moment.
Thank you, Jane Patterson, RNZ political editor from the announcement in Auckland. More details on how the government intends to spend the $12 billion infrastructure fund it announced in December. $2.2 billion going to Auckland roads, $5.3 billion overall for a spend up on roads, and many of them in the Upper North Island. Also over $1 billion for rail, a likely win for New Zealand First. And the Greens also getting some commitments to improve public transport and cycling and walking access as part of the roading projects. There have been some further announcements also made in the area of district health boards today.